In today's readings, we are introduced to a special practice, namely the taking of a Nazirite vow. The Hebrew word Nazir, which means to be set apart as sacred, dedicated, vowed. These vows could be taken for a lifetime or for a limited time. Today we encounter two individuals who took a lifetime vow, Samson in the first reading and St. John the Baptist in the second reading. Those bound by this vow abstained from all products of the grapevine, most notably wine, but also vinegar. And they abstained from cutting or shaving their hair, though they could cut it once a year. Just imagine how the hair of those who took this vow must have looked. Also, those who took this vow were seen as having a special place, just like the prophets. They were men and women of God. They also needed to remain ritually pure, most notably by avoiding contact with the dead body, even if those people were family. During the time of Jesus, it was more common that such vows were made for a limited period. Why would people do this? Sometimes it was an act of thanksgiving, as for the birth of a child or the cure of a disease. The primary purpose was to undertake a period of consecration and self-denial. Further, it was a way for those not of Levitical or priestly descent to enter into priestly consecration. Why is it that during these final days of Advent, we are given two powerful examples of this consecration and self-denial? Because, as we learned yesterday, Jesus the Christ is given the name of Jesus because it means that we are saved from our sins. Moreover, rather than a definition of being able to do whatever we want, true freedom often means limiting our license, the ability to do whatever we want, for a greater freedom. Consider the way this is done. Parents often limit their license for the sake of the good of their children. We make sacrifices anytime we act in charity and justice for the good of others. And practicing fasting and acts of self-denial help us to more clearly recognize the ways that God wants us to be free from our sins. So, in what ways are you set apart for a sacred purpose? By our baptism, each one of us is set apart for a sacred purpose. As the days of Christmas approach, let us ask God to help us to pay special attention to how we are set apart for God.